There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
Who am I talking to? I'm talking about the blood testers, the virus hunters. I'm so ticked off right now, Super Don. I am so ticked off as I'm reading the stories we're going to be covering this hour. I want to scream. I do. It relates to a phone call I received earlier today as well. Or actually, I didn't receive it. I was sent a message and I followed up on a call. And what happened relates to what we're going to cover in this hour. So beware, RSB on the ornery path.
Nice.
All right, just saying. I'm just saying.
I always love it when that happens.
I don't know what it is about that you like.
Listen, I cannot handle all of the ornery on this show. You got to share the load once in a while.
That's right. You can't be at all of it. All of it. all of me. All right, what are we going to do this hour? We had a great hour last hour with Norm Singleton and Jonathan E. Moore. This hour, we've got chicken flu, bird flu. We've got viral tests, and we've got... unregulated fecal transplant. Yeah, bird flu. Did you hear me? Bird flu.
Bird flu. It just never goes away.
The bird flew over the cuckoo's nest.
I guess.
Yeah, this is the headline. According to the USDA. By the way, Super Don, did you find out if the bird flu vaccine, again, this is different because this is not the one that the WHO and the CDC is saying, we need to inject everybody that's a human with this. This is about injecting chickens, isn't it? Chickens.
This is a bird flu vaccine because if you've been watching the news at all, there's just this huge pandemic of bird flu that has caused millions of birds, chickens, to be culled all over the country.
So they want to inject your chicken. Not my chicken, not your chicken, but your chicken. So if you eat factory farm chickens, they want to put this injection into the chicken that you would eventually eat. I'm saying you shouldn't eat it ever, whether it has the shot or not, if it's farmed in a factory. And as I've mentioned before as well, even if you go to Chipotle, as much as we appreciate them pulling the GMOs out of the food, the chickens that they're serving, maybe they're free range in them, but they're also eating GMO grain. So be careful about that as well. But those are the chickens that still might be subject to a bird flu vaccine. So my question is to you, Super Don. I know I asked earlier, and you've been dealing with a pregnant Izzy. Is there mercury in the chicken flu, bird flu vaccine for chickens?
I have not been able to find a definitive answer to that, which is not surprising.
So it's a little hidden. They don't reveal the ingredients, so these chickens are not given fully informed consent. How typical.
Yes. Now, USDC, test a vaccine. Now, they're testing a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They've come up with a vaccine for this, and apparently the success rate of this vaccine is not good, according to the USDA.
Wait a second. Usually it takes a while for that to filter out, and it has to come out through the Cochrane collaboration.
But like we're talking about a vaccine for chickens, not for people.
Ah, okay. So the USDA is actually looking out for the chickens.
Out for the chickens. And, this is kind of a – it's really – I mean – the success rate of this vaccine is not very good. You know what the success rate of this vaccine is?
Let's see. They say, I'm reading it now, so I'm cheating. 60%. 60%.
I mean, that's horrible. Only 60% success rate. I mean, why would you give a Wait a minute.
What are you? Wait a second. Wait, the human flu shots was less than that.
The human flu shot was like less than 20%.
Maybe the human should be getting the chicken flu shots. Yes, they're actually working better for chickens, and the USDA's complaining. What do they got to complain about? The human bird flu shots suck the eggs.
So let's see now. Yeah. We've got this vaccine for chickens because we don't want the chicken to get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to say, you know what? I don't know. It's not doing very well. It's only protecting 60% of the chickens. We probably shouldn't use it. Mm. Now, let's juxtapose that.
Yes.
To the human flu shot,
right,
which they came out with. It was, I believe, like 23% effective.
Yeah.
And in some groups,
18.7%.
Less than that. It was like 13%. And what were they all saying?
You got to get it.
Get it anyway.
Better than nothing, right?
Better than nothing. It'll still protect you for some stuff, right?
Yes. Oh, man, these USDA dunderheads. Well, actually, they're doing a little better than the CDC and acknowledging, hey, it's only 60% effective. That's not very good. They're weighing this out against this so-called H5N2 virus. Again, never discuss the reality that the virus is not the cause of the disease. We can't acknowledge that because then the whole vaccine paradigm crumbles like it should. Yes, it should. So, I was on the phone earlier today, talked to a lady, a nice lady, in a panic. She said she and her husband just been, these are her words, diagnosed with HIV.
Mm.
Diagnosed with HIV. I said, how did they diagnose you? Well, we got a test. You got a test. The test said what? Well, the first one my husband took was, they weren't sure, and we got a letter from the health department. They said to go get another one. And they did another one. They said, oh, he is. And then they've been trying to get in vitro fertilization. She's 43 years old, wants to be pregnant, wants to have kids. So she gets a blood test for health insurance purposes. And they do an HIV test, and it comes up positive. Again, heterosexual, married couple, and suddenly she's in a panic because she thinks she's got, quote-unquote, AIDS, right? Now, how do you feel? Oh, I feel great. Health is good. My husband's fine. We're fine. I said, you know that HIV test does not test for HIV. She's kind of, you can hear, I'm not sure, but I'm really, the spirit is moving me here, Super Don. Let me just say it this way, because I'm sensitive about these things. Some people are completely shut down. It was like a call direct from God to me. I'm just not saying I am more connected than anybody else. I'm just saying this is what it felt like. Tell her, screaming at me, tell her. There is no test for HIV. It doesn't exist. It's cross-reactive. It's nonspecific. It reacts positively to 120 different things, including pregnancy. If you had the flu last week, if you had a flu shot in the last few months, if you have been under emotional or financial stress, it can trigger inflammatory cascades that can trigger a positive response to the so-called HIV test. I was getting ticked, and not at her. I said, I'm not mad at you. I'm so ticked off because these doctors are going to give you viral loads. Oh, yeah, they already did that. They said, oh, yeah, I've got viruses in me. And, of course, they don't at all distinguish between viable replicating viruses and debris fields that are trying to be cleared by your own immune system. And they will continue to frighten you, and they're going to say you should be on these antiretroviral drugs or heart therapy, whatever they're calling it now. And she said, yeah, they want us to come in next week and start. I was getting more disgusted. This is why I'm pissed off. Because you sent me this test through the Washington Post. They're announcing, speaking of science, this blood test can tell you every virus you've ever had. I want to kick the aspirin of these people that think this is a good thing, that think this is helpful at all, that think this is anything less than pharmaceutical genocide of the people who get a test like this and suddenly think they're going to die of every virus they've ever encountered. Because why? Oh, my gosh, they've got antibodies. They've got antibodies. Are you curious as to how many viruses have invaded your body over the course of your life? No, hell no. Say frickin' no to these tests. Because they're just going to convince you that you're going to die of a virus that you have an antibody for, because in the era of immunology, it used to be that you got an antibody, it means you encountered something like a virus in your body, your immune system identified it and overcame it, and you were good to go. But in the era of waning budgets at CDC, in the era of explosive immune destruction among the homosexual population, in America, in San Francisco, in New York, in the 1970s and 1980s due to the ravaging of STDs that are real. They were on so many antibiotics, much less street drugs that destroyed the immune system, that they manifested immune collapse, and they said it has to be a virus. We have failed in our efforts to find a cancer virus, so let's look at what's happening here. Oh my gosh, look at that thing called a retrovirus. I bet it's the cause of these people's problems. And the rest was history. This is the shortest version ever. And suddenly an antibody to a virus became a death sentence. And now this test, 20, 30 years on, telling you that we can detect the DNA of whatever this virus is or these viruses were. Could be hepatitis C, which has never been isolated, by the way. And we're going to tell you all the loads that you have, and we're going to tell you that you're going to die and that you better get on these antiviral drugs now. Now, I say. And this is a genocidal method of frightening people into killing themselves, much like we've discussed last hour with the VA and the treatment of our veterans by drugging them into suicide. This is Nazi medicine, folks. This is not an advancement in science to detect viruses. This is an advancement in a pharmaceutical agenda to get you frightened enough to take drugs that will kill you. Not today, not tomorrow. Because they've become smart enough to realize that the doses of AZT they gave initially in the AIDS so-called epidemic were so high they were killing healthy people. They couldn't even give it to cancer patients because it was so devastating to them. But they gave it to these gay people who had no immune system left because of the drugs they were already on. And here's where we are today, targeting heterosexual married couples. So gay people, it's not just about you anymore. Big Pharma wants everybody. They want you all to die slow, horrible deaths, and they want to take all your money in the interim. And if not your money, then whoever's insuring you, their money. And if it's not their money, then it's coming through Obamacare to cover everybody eventually. And they will bleed this country dry, and they will kill those who remain ignorant of this agenda, who fear viruses instead of fearing what is legitimately to be feared. Toxicological assault. From food, water, and air. Yes, that means you, Monsanto and Syngenta. Yes, that means you, pediatricians, who are injecting toxic heavy metals, pesticides. Well, who knows what else is in there? We've covered it so many times in these vaccines. That they want a mandate, by the way. And in California, you wouldn't be able to sue directly. Have I made myself clear?
Crystal.
If not, yeah, okay. If not, then call me. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Maybe we'll send you out for a fecal transplant. All right, back after this. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
By the way, if I wasn't clear about the viral tests that they're trying to promote, I'm not into banning things, but ban them. Absolutely ban them. Ban these tests. Ban the HIV test. End it. It's a farce. It's an absolute dangerous farce. And it's all it's doing is like pointing the death stick. You know, the primitive tribes, you have the tribal elder or the medicine man points the death stick at someone they want to perish, and their simple belief causes them to die. Now, here in the West, we do it technologically with an HIV test, and then we give them poison to make sure that they die, a slow and horrible death. To eradicate a phantom retrovirus that they've never actually caught in the act of doing anything. And that's what we're doing. Now, did you find the avian influenza vaccine ingredients? I'm going to click on this link.
Okay,
is it in there?
It turns out this vaccine
mm-hmm.
is being developed by the USDA. I've never heard of the USDA developing vaccines.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture developing their own vaccines. Interesting.
So they have a fact sheet on how avian influenza vaccine is developed.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, 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 avian vaccine, blah, blah. Isolate and study the virus in question, blah, blah. In other words, throw darts at the dartboard. We know mm-hmm. this part.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What's the best vaccine? How much of a dose? How long does the protection last? Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Then inactivating the virus is completely inactivated or killed. By killing the virus, it cannot reproduce itself or cause disease, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Right, so they're given the viral proteins in some way.
Using partial virus, only one part of the virus is removed and used as a vaccine. Blah, 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 blah. Live, okay. You know what? They do not mention
anything. No, they don't mention anything.
Anything about what? Any adjuvants? Nothing.
You, Hey, kids, you farmers out there growing chickens, just give them some homeopathic flu formula from King Bio. That's it. You're done. Yeah. That's it. And also stop feeding them GMO grains. Let them eat what they're designed by God to eat. Oh, no, that's too much to ask, Robert. We can't have them do that. Then how will the pharmaceutical industry make any money? Well, in this case, it's the USDA. It's your government.
Well, listen, most of the chickens that we're seeing in the news that are being killed, they're all part of factory farming. I mean, I haven't seen any family farms. I haven't seen any. I mean,
this is a factory farm.
It's all the warehouses that have 5 million chickens in them that haven't seen the light of day.
Yeah, and they're giving each other fecal transplants. unregulated fecal transplants could squander the gut bug promise. I don't know. This is in the New Scientist. It's an opinion piece. Mm. Somebody's a little bit upset about the focus on the microbiome here. We don't want this being unlicensed. You know, we need to keep control over this idea that microbes might heal you, might help you.
Because
they're dangerous. I mean, you know, but think about it. The same people that go into a basement in Queens and get their butt impacted with cement, I don't know if it's a butt lift or a butt enlargement, are probably the same people that are going to try this fecal transplant at
home. That's exactly what I was thinking. Are we going to start seeing news stories now of somebody that goes to somebody's house? You know,
it's already happening. There's some weirdos out there.
Wow.
Listen, I'm sorry. It sounds judgmental of me. I'm just thinking, think clearly here on this. There are things called probiotics. Yes, you've heard about them. They are taken orally, and they alter the gut ecology. And you can do them safely. Now, I'm not saying you can't use rectal suppository probiotics. That's your choice. But the idea of licensing and, you know, marketing only for doctors to do this kind of, again, it's a violation of your freedom if you decide you want to do that. But again, there's so many ways that you can alter the gut ecology for the better without having to resort to what's called fecal transplants, in my opinion. This is something that we do homeopathically as well, with introducing the homeopathic attenuations of these microflora. Remember we talked about the lower GI probiotic formula from King Bio, which is excellent. We've talked about the gut ecology restoration program. And I say the ecology, I mean everything about it, the terrain itself. And that's where we use the silver and the aloe together to cleanse the gut, to reduce the inflammation, to upregulate the regeneration of the tissue. So when you put the good flora in, whether you put it this way or that way, it goes into an environment that is not hostile to it. Like I am, hostile to vaccines, hostile to viral tests that only frighten people, that don't do anything to address the law of the terrain, restore integrity to the terrain, the milieu, the environment, the healthy immune system that is constantly being destroyed, chronically being destroyed by the very doctors who claim to be the saviors on white horses with stethoscopes and syringes that they're willing to inject into your children, your innocent children, with things that if they put it in the baby bottle, they could be charged with attempted murder. All right, I'm not holding back today. Not like I normally do, anyway. When we come back, we got a question of the day about Viagra, and we got a story about pink Viagra. Also a comment, who should be our 1,000th guest?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me ask you something. On what other radio program is the host going to say, ban HIV tests? Just ban them at this point. Screw libertarianism.
No, that's not provocative at all.
No. And I'm a liberty guy. But no, these tests are genocidal. They are they're another aspect of the pharmacological death stick. And they have no basis in science to be utilized whatsoever. Yes, I said that. Skepducks, Your heads may explode, and I will not cry. Non-specific, cross-reactive, no standard. A test with no standard! You see where I am today? I'm just upset.
I know.
I got to calm down. Be the ball. I need, and the thing is that God, the stories might not have gotten me this way today if I hadn't talked to that lady. 43 years old. God bless her. She's praying to be pregnant, going through IVF now. The insurance companies are canceling her. They're telling them that they need to be on serious chemotherapy, and they feel fine. There's no issue. And you know what I told? I told them, go download for free House of Numbers. You can get it on YouTube, streaming free. House of Numbers, if you haven't. You can see what a mess HIV tests are. Also, go to the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, OMSJ.org, or a good friend, Clark Baker. Because I said the only thing you can, she kept going, well, I want to get a negative test. I want to get the test to show up negative. I'm like, yeah, you could take silver and kill all kinds of things in your body and modulate your immunity, all of that. It doesn't guarantee a negative test, but you might. But the point is, the test is not valid to begin with. Stop with the test. But now they're not going to, no, you invalidate the test. Here's what you do, and the OMSJ has done it in trial. And now simply the threat of the OMSJ showing up is enough to get them to drop charges on people that are supposedly spreading HIV because they have an HIV-positive test, because the HIV test does not exist in reality. You have to nullify the test because there's no validity to it to begin with. I'll try to leave it at there. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty, and where we outrage the skeptics. We were talking about the 1,000th guest. Lori wrote in and says, hey, Dr. Bell, you asked for 1,000th guest episode ideas. Well, I have been a listener Lori. For about, yeah, what? Lori, yes.
Lori, does Lori want to be our 1,000th guest?
I don't know, maybe. Let's see if she volunteers. Let's see. She says, I have been a listener for about 10 to 11 months now. Okay. I don't remember you not being on the air unless there was a technical glitch of some sort. You should celebrate by taking the day off.
Hey!
Oh, that's nice of her. But yeah, how will I get to my 1,000th guest if I don't show up that day for work?
Listen, you know, Lori needs to understand that that there are people here behind the scenes that have attempted to get Robert to actually take a day off once in a while. And on a very rare occasion, it happens. But usually, it's very reluctant. Am I
on an airplane and I don't get a signal to be able to broadcast, for instance. She says, get a retrospective of highlights of your wow moments for 1 hour. Oh, sure, put Super Don to work extra hard. And then, for the second hour, play questions of the day. It would still be interesting and informative, but you could actually celebrate your achievement with a little R&R. Just the thought, no matter what you decide, congratulations. Please don't ever leave us. Bless you and yours, Lori. Don't leave me, Lori. Don't leave me. I love you, Lori. Thank you. That's so kind. So nice.
Look, that's a great idea. We'll take that into consideration. We do have some things that we're looking into, though, as far as guests go.
It's like you need more work, right? Yeah, exactly. No. Super Don's working hard. He is. Hardest working producer. Let's see. Here's an interesting thing. More complicated than pink Viagra. What you should know about flibanserin. Adye, it's called. All right, so they're talking about a female version of Viagra. Listen, the male version of Viagra is not Viagra because it's a side effect of a blood pressure circulatory drug. Yeah, you look down and you go, whoa, what's that springing up there? Hey, look, let's repackage this thing and let's make that the direct effect, and everything else is a side effect. That's the science of drugs. There was I don't understand the voting here, Super Don. They did it in the government. This is today, in fact, I believe. 26-0 count espoused by even the score is misleading. I don't understand the voting here. Are they saying they want to approve a female Viagra, or they're voting against it? Has it won? Has it lost? What's happening here?
It's a little confusing. I've read several stories on this, and there have been some concerns about the effectiveness or the efficacy of this pink Viagra versus the
blue Viagra. Side
effects. It just does not really seem to do much. And as we were talking off the air,
yeah,
as you know, drugs of these type are considered blockbusters. I mean, you look at Viagra. Right.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake, you had what was the guy that was Bob Dole? Mm-hmm. You had a presidential guy, a candidate doing
Bob Dole. This is Bob Dole
for Viagra.
I can't hold my member, but I'm holding this pen.
Okay,
Bob Dole.
Yeah, I can hold this pencil though. Every time you see me on TV,
I'm sorry. That's really bad of us to make fun of him. But yeah, he was shilling for an erectile dysfunction drug that's not really an erectile dysfunction drug.
That's right. The ED effect was actually a side effect of the drug they were testing.
It's a recreational drug approved by the FDA. Yeah. It is, because if you are not men, if you can't get it up, let's just be blunt here, it's not because of a Viagra deficiency disease. It is not because of a lack of whatever the hell is in Viagra. It is not. I mean, you are probably suffering from the side effects of cholesterol-lowering medication or blood pressure drugs. Or you lack selenium. You're not exercising. You're eating garbage. You got glyphosate for testes. All right? I'm just saying. It is not a lack of Viagra. And ladies, listen, this is a problem out there. Menopausal women, you know who you are, not always charged up and ready to go. No judgment. This is just a fact of the transitions that are occurring in that life. And, of course, a lot of the endocrine disruption due to what we have done to our environment. And they're saying this drug, this female or pink Viagra, it may increase events, let's call it events, by a factor of 1.7 a month. But the placebo increased it by 1 a month. And what are the untoward side effects that have yet to be discovered? What are the risks, acceptable risks? Could there be other things? We'll have to get a female on that can speak to this issue about sexual function or dysfunction through the menopausal years, however you want to describe it. Or maybe a woman says, I'm done, right? The wise woman years. I don't know. So this is something we're not going to solve here tonight, but it will lead us to our question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. The question of the day comes from Charles. No, I don't, Charles. It's a Viagra question. You got to be kidding me. How timely is that? You know, we've just been lacking for Viagra questions, and they all come in at the same time.
They all come in at the same time, so we can just get them all over with, right?
You know, and it's like someone asking me about the finer aspects of using cannabis. I'm not an expert in that. We talk about it, we support it, but I'm not the expert in it. Now, I study things, I learn things. Viagra, I don't know, all right? He says, I want to ask you this question. Do you know of any studies that have any information that says using Viagra can cause or increase the risk of diabetes? I believe I did read this somewhere. However, I can find no reference to the article, which, if memory serves, was on Medscape.com. Now it seems I cannot find any reference to diabetes and Viagra use. Thanks for any information you could provide. Sincerely, Charles. Charles, why are you asking me this question? Go to your pharmacist. Go into the farm. Go to your neighborhood, Walgreens, CVS. Go back in time. Well, no, when they had Eckerd drugs, it was no Viagra. Ask the pharmacist. They know more about these things, or they should have access to all of the side effects if they're not listed on, like, drugs.com. Charles, I love you. You can ask me any other question, but whether Viagra contributes to diabetes, we have talked about diabetes here so many times, and I'll talk about it again as a deficiency of chromium more than anything else, or in type 1 as a vaccine injury causing autoimmunity, an attack on the pancreatic cells. But in terms of Viagra's relations to diabetes, I have no earthly idea. And I'm almost not interested.
I've heard that ED is actually common if you have diabetes. But I am not familiar.
Well, thank you. Super Don, you got it the right way around. You reverse it. And it's diabetes that leads to somebody saying, hey, I can't do that thing that I want to do. Give me some Viagra. And, of course, that could risk a compounding of the diabetes. That is true. Because Viagra is a synthetic. The body doesn't necessarily know how to metabolize it well. And, of course, if you get those four-plus-hour things, it's not a matter of calling your buddies and bragging. It's about, I better get to the hospital. This could be dangerous. So please be careful with these recreational drugs approved by the FDA. And, Charles, no, I'm not mad at you. I said I'm a little ornery today. You probably asked me tomorrow. I'd be a little more gentle with you on the question. But in reality, why? No, 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 no Viagra, please. There are so many other things you can do. How about some Cantharis? Cantharis. You know what that is, Super Don? Cantharis? Homeopathic Cantharis?
I've heard you say it. I'm not familiar with what it is, no.
Spanish fly.
Oh, man. You know, yeah. It's funny. Every time you bring that up, it just throws me back to, like junior high. That was a big thing everybody was talking about.
And the thing is, I remember when I was working at the homeopathic laboratory many years ago, we got a bucket shipped over from Spain. And I opened the bucket. It was a bunch of green flies.
Oh.
It was really Spanish fly.
Real Spanish fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's something on the, like a waxy substance on the wing, whatever it is, that is actually that substance you convert into homeopathic that is the irritant to the sexual organs that creates potentially a response. Not harmful when you do it homeopathically. So try that first. But even before that, make sure you stay hydrated. Preferably with molecular hydrogen-enriched water that you can get, the Echo Water that we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook, learn about it, and, you know, do your best, not your worst, do your best for functionality. Remember, these functions of the body, the lower chakra sexual functions, dependent upon the general health of the entire body. It isn't just about stimulating one area of the body as it is about being functional in all areas of your life and exercise. Move your body, move that lymph, run, walk, whatever you got to do. All right, Super Don, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, maybe we'll make some skeptics' heads explode. What about that world's first skull transplant? Why did it happen?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the place for health freedom, healing liberty, and an occasional ornery host when the producer is not as ornery. Then it's just my turn to step up my game. Thanks again to Jonathan Emord, Norm Singleton. Of course, tomorrow we have, Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King, going to be some cool stuff there. Also, Liam and I are going to transport ourselves into the electric universe. Talk about the plasma consciousness. I don't know, plasma something in the universe. Anyway, I love talking that stuff from time to time. We don't do that enough. But for now, this will blow your mind. Texas doctors do the world's first skull scalp transplant. Anybody need a new top of their head? Top of your head. Now, at first glance, you look at this and go, whoa, this is pretty impressive. Those surgeons, look what they can do. And I'll grant you that. It is pretty impressive. I mean, replacing the top of somebody's head, not just the skin and the hair, but the actual skull. And then having to, you know, reattach or reconfigure like little microcapillaries, millimeters wide, to make sure there'd be a blood flow to this new head. Who is this guy?
Yeah. That's quite an accomplishment, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I'll give him props for that, but really, I ask the questions, the tough questions here. Why? Why the hell did he need a new head?
All right.
Why did they need to replace the top of his head? Was it a birth defect? No. The guy's 55 years old. He's a software developer. Was he thinking too hard as a software developer and blew his head? No. He didn't shoot himself? No. He wasn't a skeptic listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show? No. He had problems. He had a lot of health problems. He had diabetes since the age of 5. They gave him a replacement surgery. They gave him a new kidney and pancreas in 1992. And then they put him on drugs to prevent organ rejection. What have I said about those organ rejection drugs? They are there to do what? Suppress the immune system, kill the immune system. Why? They don't want to reject the new organs or the used organs from somebody else. Guess what else that does? What do I say? The road to cancer paved with immunosuppressive drugs. And indeed, that's what happened. He developed a rare type of cancer called leiomyosarcoma. And it started eating away at the smooth muscles under his scalp. And then, what did they do? The doctors did it. The oncologists did it. They blasted him with the Millennium B-32 Space Modulator. I mean, they blasted him with radiation. The cancer had destroyed part of his head, but the rest was done by the radiation and immunosuppression therapy because there was no regeneration possible on all of that stuff. He couldn't repair it. His transplanted organs were starting to fail. They call it a perfect storm that made the wound not heal. The perfect storm brought about by, largely, modern medicine. The doctors couldn't replace the kidney nor the pancreas because the head was an open wound and they couldn't do the surgery until they had repaired the open wound. So what did they do? Well, last year, I think they said doctors in the Netherlands replaced most of a woman's skull with a 3D-printed plastic one. But in Texas, they don't do 3D plastic. They do real skulls. I don't know where they got it.
That's good. That's Texas.
Right? Yeah, it's Texas. We don't mess around. We're going for the real thing. And they did it at Houston Methodist with that, and they put a new top of his head on. Again, impressive, but why do they have to do it? Because of all the other failures of modern medicine to really address the underlying cause of any and or all of this man's conditions.
Look again, at you asking the tough questions.
I would never.
How do you do that? But, you know, Listen, I'm actually grateful for the fact that the folks there in Texas have learned how to do this because I think this might turn into kind of a booming business for the people that know how to do this stuff.
You think so? Yeah, I hear it now. Out of Austin and Dallas, can you hear those booms? Heads exploding, skep ducts, or are they actually, this is how they start the surgery?
Yeah, I think we're going to hear more and more of these head explosions coming from the skep ducts, so yeah. this may be a very common procedure.
By the way, the woman I talked to earlier today about the HIV issue, she was on IVF, in vitro fertilization. They were trying to artificially induce lots of eggs, if you will, to just spew out. So she'd probably been put on Clomid. Who knows what other hormone therapy? All of these things triggering pro-inflammatory responses. What? Triggering artificially a response to the so-called HIV test, which is cross-reactive, non-specific anyway. I told her and her husband to watch House of Numbers and to call me back. We'll see if they do. But I'm here to bring that message of health, freedom, and healing liberty to you. If you're ready to hear it, tell your friends. This is the place. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, Natural News Radio, and beyond. Remember, folks, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.